The Pacific Ocean Shelf Tracking, or POST network, consists of over 400 hydrophones located on the sea floor. Fish tagged with tiny transmitters emit a special signal when they pass by one of the hydrophone receivers.
Or I like to think of it as we give fish cell phones.
That's POST Executive Director Jim Bolger. He says the rows of these small receivers form listening lines perpendicular to the shore at intervals of about 800 meters. These lines, which can be as long as 50 kilometers, create a grid that provides a real-time picture of fish movement across the ocean never before available.
So that if an animal passes through one line, we hear it. And if it passes through the next line, we know it's continuing in which direction it's moving in and about how fast. If it doesn't show up at the next line of receivers, either it's taken up residency in between or maybe it's died. So that gives scientists and resource managers a new tool for really understanding where animals are going.
Over the last 6 years, POST has followed some 16,000 tagged marine animals, including 18 different species from salmon the size of a hot dog to great white sharks.
And then what we'll do is a couple times a year we go out, and in most cases we can just use a modem that sends a signal down to the receiver that kind of wakes it up and says, okay, send up all your data. And so it will just do a big data dump from each receiver in the system.
POST recently published the first in a series of studies from its telemetry data, and there were some unexpected findings. The endangered California sturgeon, for example, was tracked migrating north over vast distances in the winter, giving wildlife managers clues to better protect it. Other research challenges the theory that more salmon die in dammed waterways than wild rivers. Bolger says the paper compares the salmon life cycle in the heavily dammed Columbia River with that of the Fraser River in southern British Columbia that has no dams.
And the survival is the same. And so what does that really mean? I think the jury's still out on that. But the fact that there is comparable survival really makes you wonder as to what are the factors that are affecting the health of these populations in both major rivers.
Bolger says the POST array can serve as a baseline for movement of various species as ocean conditions change over time.
Whether that's global climate change or other factors, we can start to really see how the animals that live in these oceans are adapting to those changes or not adapting, and we can do a better job of kind of sustaining the life that's here.
All POST data and the research derived from that data become part of the public record and are available free online.
It's really started to kind of turn the lights on in a dark room, which is what the ocean has been like for many decades.
Bolger says the network invites anyone interested in exploring that room to support the project by purchasing a radio tag and following a tagged fish on the POST Census of Marine Life website at postcoml.org. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.